I'm really privileged to be able to be here tonight and see you guys. I love every one of you guys in this room. Last couple years, there hasn't been a lot of get-togethers. My heart is to get people together. So I have a burden to bring people together. People need to be together. People need to be encouraged. And I like to see what I see here tonight. So, you know, there's a lot of people that share the same thing, same burden that I do. The Lord even more. I'm going to keep it real simple tonight. The last meeting, if you didn't get anything out of it, was we can see farther if we get on top of a giant. We get on top of somebody that's tall. My dad is a tall guy, 6'2". I remember as a little kid, he put me up on his shoulders. And I liked that. And I could get up and I could see. And you know, everything I have, I got from somebody else. It's not, there's a lot of people in this room know their Bible a lot better than I do. They're better at studying, smarter. But you know, I assimilate things because I listen to people. And I like listening to people that, you know, they have a passion for the Word of God. They live, their lives show that they made some good decisions. And I want to follow those kind of people. You know, Paul the Apostle, he said, follow me like I follow Christ. So, you know, I don't want anybody following me and doing everything I do. I do a lot of things that I'm embarrassed of. But I want you following me as I follow Christ. And I want to follow somebody else the way they follow Christ. And we can help each other do that. I'm going to share a few things from a meeting that I've listened to. If I've not listened to it 20 times, 15, 20 times. We heard Bob Toney talk about, many times, I have, talk about Eric Smith. If you go on to whosefaithfollowed.org, you can hear the meeting. I'm just going to give you a few highlights of it. It says, lovest thou me more than these. You look it up, you'll see it's one of the oldest meetings there is that's recorded on that thing. That man had to make some choices in his life. Tonight, everyone's got to make some choices. I'm going to read a couple verses at the end of John. This will be simple, it'll be short. I just want you to pay attention. Literally, I'm not, if it goes more than 15 minutes, somebody raise their hand, please. The end of John, the Lord is talking to Peter here, okay? Now we've got to remember where Peter's been. Peter's denied the Lord. He was there at the cross. He said he wasn't going to deny the Lord. He did deny the Lord three times. We know that Peter loved the Lord. We know that he wanted to love the Lord. I really think that everybody here wants to follow the Lord. We're all kind of like Peter. We want to follow the Lord. But there's stuff that gets in the way from following the Lord. It gets in my way from following the Lord. I get tested on this every day. Yeah, I know. I'm an old guy. I get tested on this. I haven't learned. So, what does the Lord say to Peter at the end of John, after the cross, after all that? John 21, verse 15. And when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? That's quite a question. He's going to ask this question three times. This is the first time he asked the question. Lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. I'm not going to go and explain all these verses because I can't even remember what they all mean. Be very honest with you guys. I'm not going to make it up. But he asked him if he loved him. And Peter says he does. And there's different kinds of love, and I'm not going to go into all this. You can read it, you can listen to it for yourself online. But, again, verse 16, He says to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He asks him a second time. It's a different kind of love, you know. Do you really love me? Then the third time, verse 17. He saith unto him a third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. You know, I didn't know what I was going to talk about tonight till about an hour ago. Been thinking about this. I don't want to talk down to you guys. I don't have a message for you guys. I don't have it for myself. What I think this means a third time here is, do you love anything else in this whole world more than me? I think that's what it means the third time. Is not that you just love him. Do you love, is there anything else in this world that you love more than Lord Jesus? You're going to get tested on this. I'm getting tested on this. We're all getting tested on this. Anything. I'm talking anything. You know, it's a different thing for everybody. For one person, and it's not wrong. You're looking forward to getting married. You're looking forward to having a house. You're looking forward to having kids. You're looking forward to having a great job. You're looking forward to education. Maybe somebody like me, you're just looking forward to getting a great dump truck someday. You know, I mean, I'm easily satisfied. But you get that dump truck and you want a different one. You get a little excavator, you want a bigger one. You want a house, you want a bigger one. You see how it works? Okay, nothing wrong with things. But is there anything that you would not give up for Christ? That's the test. That's the test. I can't tell you guys, just love the Lord, read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow. Does everybody need to hear that? I mean, really, do you need to hear it? Who doesn't know that here? Everybody already knows that. What more? I can't give you something new. I can't really tell you something that, hey, I need to do that. I need to read my Bible. I need to pray every day. I need to grow. I need to do it. I'm not great at it. I miss. I was reading this devotional the other day, and this guy that wrote this devotional, can't even think of his name, but it doesn't matter. He did a test for not reading the Bible for 1 week. Now, I've already done that test accidentally. He did it on purpose, okay? So, that's not my confession, but he did it on purpose. He said the stuff that happened in his life that week was absolutely horrendous. He just wanted to know what it would be like not to read his Bible for 1 week. Now, I think there's ones in this room, because I've done it, that we actually do it, we don't even think it's not a big deal. Now, it changes everything. If you tell me I have to do something, I have this nature that wants to go the opposite way. I don't know if anybody else is like that. Okay? But, you know, if you love somebody bad enough, you just want to do whatever they want you to do. Love draws me. That's what it says in the Song of Solomon. Draw me, we will run after him. If you're forced to love somebody, that's not love. But the Lord Jesus wants to know, what do you love more than me? And it searches my heart. You know, and what did David say? Search me and try me and find if there's any wicked way in me. I'm not trying to tell you. You guys already know the list of all the bad things you can do. I'm not sitting here trying to make the list up. It's very clear. I even read the list to think about talking about the list. Didn't seem profitable. Didn't seem like the right thing. I'm being very honest with you. I think all of us already know all the stuff we're not supposed to do. But that's not really a deterrent to have this list of all the things we're not supposed to do. You know, love, for love, I would do this. for him.
You know, I'm just learning this. But he's going to test you. You know, I told my Sunday school class one time, a long time ago. I feel sorry for anybody in my Sunday school class. Apologize. But I have random things I say.
Do you know when you're the strongest? Do you know when you have the best day in the morning?
The best day is when you tell the Lord you can't get through the day without him. Literally. I don't care if that's crying in your shower. Physically crying in your shower. Whatever it is. I've done it. When I'm weak, then am I strong. If you try to do this fight all by yourself, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. He's worth it. He will reward you for coming to him and just putting him first in your life. If you put him first, I don't care. A lot of guys in here, they have their own business or whatever. That's great. The best advice I ever heard. You put his business first. You take care of his business, and he will take care of your business. And I mean that not in a necessarily a monetary way. Do you think that the God of all the earth will not do right? Do you believe that God is good? Do you believe that God's on your team? He wants to see you succeed. He really has your best at heart. Now, that is somebody you can totally trust. When you trust somebody, you're willing to give in to them. You're willing to surrender to them. That's what the Lord Jesus wants tonight. He just wants us to surrender our hearts, our lives to him. You know, I was always scared. I think I said this before one time. I was scared of trials. I was scared of suffering. And I told the Lord, I really did, if you don't put me through any trials, I won't be like the rest of the people. I'll just learn the first time. I'll just be like this obedient kid because I don't want to go through the pain and suffering. Do you think that happened? Doesn't happen. You don't learn anything without some trials. That's crazy. It's just the way it works. It's just the way it works. Because you know why I really told the Lord that? Because I don't really trust him. Do you think the Lord would actually give you something that he wouldn't deem the very best for you? Do you really think that the Lord would give you something, he'd dish it out to you, something that really wouldn't be for your benefit? See, I didn't believe that God was good. There's still a part of all of us that thinks that he's not really as good as he is. That's the first lie in the Bible. God is good. He loves you. He wants you to succeed, and you can totally trust him. What's the next step? Pray for refreshments?
Yeah.
Okay. We're done. I'm going to ask somebody to give thanks for refreshments.
I'll be happy to.
Thank you.
Father, thank you for this wonderful day over thy word, time with fellow believers. Thank you for the messages that have been given today. Pray, Lord, that we might learn to focus on you and ask you every morning what's the best for us in that day, that that would help us and guide us. Thank you too for the refreshments to follow and bless our time of fellowship together and the rest of this conference in thy name. Amen.
Amen.